As in every other field of entertainment, the change in the concert world over the last 15 years or so has been phenomenal. A very young impresario, Robert Patterson, has had an incredible career almost exclusively in this field and today stands at the top of the profession as a concert impresario. He spent a great deal of his childhood in South Africa and returned to Britain when he was 16. And like so many other impresarios before him, had had a go in the theatre, but as a stage manager. As a penniless student with a bit of theatre knowledge, as he defines it, Robert Patterson came to London.
During the day I was selling records, followed by working at the Arts Theatre as ASM and then finally stage manager. I think the last play that I worked on there was Ducks and Lovers with Nyree Dawn Porter and Michael Medwin. And then I think Peter Hall bought the theatre and we were all fired one morning. But I would then race in usually torrential rain from Great Newport Street along to Piccadilly to the Pigalle, where my light board experience at the Bristol Old Vic came in handy because I was paid £5 a night to light two shows that, well, they were the nude shows, strip shows, which really terrified me. And then one happy morning I woke up and saw in the Times an advertisement saying, "Impresario requires assistant." I replied, and I found that it was a man called Victor Hochhauser, who for many years, as everybody knows, has been bringing in all the big Russian artists. And I, for years, since my return to England in 1956, had been patronizing his concerts and was most excited to get a letter from Victor Hochhauser inviting me for an interview. Now, realizing that he was a man that dealt with the Russians, I was somewhat unnerved when I first met him because he looked at me over his glasses and said, "Are you a communist?" And I honestly didn't know whether to say yes or no, because I so wanted the job, and I wasn't sure whether the reply should be positive or negative under these particular circumstances. But I decided that honesty was by far the best policy, so I said, "No, good," was the rejoinder. So he then said, "How much salary do you want?" And I said, this was 1960, remember, £12, 10 a week. "You start on Monday at £10. And indeed I did. And for 2 years, I worked for Victor. They were years of total fascination.